about making money.
I absolutely will. Are you guys ready to talk about the comp plan? And maybe I'll just do a couple seconds on the strategy of it, and then you guys can ask whatever questions you have. The bottom line in this business is that your path to the top is always right there. People get confused about what strategy they should pursue or whatever to get to the top of this company. And I wanted to tell you that it's such a simple, concise thing. If you just look at the compensation plan, you'll very quickly realize that the entire comp plan is built around breaking silvers. I hear people all the time say, well, you should have your first goal be gold or your first goal be platinum. And that's really nice. And I mean, I agree with that in theory. But to go gold, guys, what do you have to do?
Go silver.
Right. So it's almost an exercise in the way things ought to be, saying your first goal should be gold or platinum. The reality of this is a business about not only building but teaching other people how to go silver. When you're good at that, everything else could happen. I've even seen programs where, you know, you break down, or I've seen trainings where, like, you almost do, okay, once you go gold, here's a strategy to go platinum, and once you go platinum, here's a strategy to go diamond. And, I mean, that also may be good and it may be viable, but in reality, even if you want to go diamond, what do you need to teach your organization to do invariably?
I go silver.
Break silvers. So this is a business of putting in bricks. I look at silver kind of like a brick in a wall, and the more you put in, the higher it builds. And if you take a look at the comp plan, you need at least three good legs just to get promoted and three good legs to get paid once you are promoted. So the bottom line is, if you have three good partners, then you've got a viable organization. If you've only got one or two, then you've got problems. So the bottom line is, make sure you've at least got three people committed to building the business in three separate organizations. The rule of thumb in NECAN that you'll hear from a lot of people, and a lot of network marketing building guys, is more arts than science, even though there certainly is science to it, is if you've got three people in a leg down, the leg is considered secure, meaning three people that see this as the way they're going to feed their family. So, you know, if you've got three across, you can get promoted and you can qualify. If you've got three in depth in a leg, the leg is considered secure. So that's the basic strategy, the compensation plan. So for me, when I got started building the business, I never had this clutter in my head of whether I should, you know, there was not really a whole lot of question in my mind as to what I was doing. When I was talking to people, making contacts, or looking around, I was always looking for those business partners who were committed to going gold or platinum. And along the way, we found a lot of people that were interested in doing other things. But we always started with that crystal clear goal in mind of, hey, you know, I'm looking for people that see the vision of this. That allowed us to move rather quickly. You know, when we got started, it took off real quickly. What's interesting, by the way, is the times in my business when I've gotten stalled or gotten slowed down, it was when I forgot that principle, or I started managing people that really didn't want to go anywhere. Meaning I would spend weeks or months working with people that weren't driving and weren't bringing new people, and I would continue to come to meetings and say, hey, we need to bring new people, but I didn't do it myself. What tends to happen in an organization when people start bringing new people, even if it's yourself doing it, everybody starts to do it. Newton's laws apply to your business. And I'll tell you guys, I know it sounds funny, but Newton's laws absolutely apply. Do you guys think in this business that a body in motion tends to stay in motion?
That's right. Yep, absolutely.
All right. What's the other Newton's law? Anybody remember? About a body at rest, what's it tend to do?
Stay at rest.
Right. And with every action, what do you get?
A reaction.
An equal and opposite reaction. So when you pour energy into your own organization, like if you're a Jackie in Kalamazoo, or an Aurora down in Corpus, or a Brewster and Cassie up in the Kansas City area, you know, this is what you have to understand. To launch that area, your proportion, your math, and the speed at which you move will directly impact the rest of the group, because when you're in that pioneer capacity, understanding the compensation plan and plan it to win is what's going to get your group up and moving. There's two kinds of people in network marketing. There's people that are the vision and drive a group, and those people make a lot of money. And there's people that are around people that drive a group that make a medium amount of money and have the ability to make a lot. And where they usually fall down is by not perpetuating their own group, they expect to be plugged into the person above them's group. So the bottom line with this business, when you look at the comp plan, play it to win. Always look at the compensation plan and always know where you're going. going with it, and it really is all about getting to silver and the most. And I don't care how you get to silver. I heard somebody in the group last week, you know, was feeling like, well, you know, we got a wellness home pack, and you know, we got a bed too, and went executive, and well, maybe that, you know, isn't as legitimate of an executive as somebody else going. And I just wanted to grab them and say, well, let me ask you guys a question. If you're playing a football game and the other team fumbles on the goal line and you recover it and score a touchdown, is it still 7 points or 6 points?
You got it.
Doesn't matter how you score the points. It matters that they're scored. Denver last week won a really weird game on a crazy call from the refs that blew the game for San Diego. What's Denver's record right now? It counts.
3-0.
Well, so the bottom line is it doesn't matter how you get your level. I could care less if you guys get to silver uglier than a mud fence. I don't care if you get there throwing together sleep system and pack sales, because you're going to keep building your business anyway. That's what we do on this phone call. If you need 50 people in your group, for example, to make a living, and I just threw that number out there, and you get to silver really, really quickly, would you rather get paid 20% of the next 40 you bring on, or would you rather go silver on the 50th person and make 5% the whole way? Anybody?
I take the first option.
Right. So it doesn't matter. You're going to need to talk to the same aggregate number of people anyway. What moving up in the levels done, no matter how you get there, lets you get paid more on the work you're going to do anyhow. Does that make sense, guys, why it doesn't really matter how you get to silver as long as you get there?
Right. Yeah.
Or any of the levels, for that matter. I mean, are you guys building this business to be silver?
Oh, no.
How many people here started out when you saw the comp plan and said, man, I cannot wait to be a mid-level executive at NECA? Right. You didn't. How many people here, when they looked at the comp plan, said, man, I want to be junior management? Anybody? Raise your hand if that's what you said. Well, of course not. You wanted to be at the top. So the bottom line is it's going to take people to build an organization. It's going to take people in three legs to drive you to get promoted. So if you go executive or senior or bronze or silver, doesn't really matter, because you're going to keep bringing those people anyway. Where some of the people in NECAN fell down, and this was a flawed methodology, was their entire training program revolved only around getting people to silver that way, meaning there was no follow-on plan. So you'd have someone that moved 5 or 6 sleep systems and 3 wellness home packs, and then their upline would say, great, you're silver, go build a group. You guys understand that wouldn't exactly benefit you.
Oh, no, no.
Right.
So there's a balance in NECAN. Somebody said to me the other day, well, I'm gold, and I really don't care to be platinum right now. And I wanted to tell them, get platinum as fast as you can. That's only silvers anyway. You guys realize if you sign one person up and then 35 people straight in a row, if that 36th person does 20,000 points, everybody in that leg will go silver that has 3 seniors. So does it really matter how a leg goes silver?
Nope.
No. So don't try to be too clever for yourself. Get those 6 people across and get yourself to platinum. The point I'm trying to make is you're going to do the same amount of work anyway, whether you go platinum fast or you go platinum slow. You may as well get yourself in a position to get paid 4 levels deep. And even if you've got some weak legs maybe that won't, you know, let's say they're not going to be your diamond leg and they're not that deep, it really doesn't matter, because you're still going to look. In other words, if you go platinum in 9 months, could you break 6 silvers? True or false? You probably wouldn't have been a real heavy, deep, thick platinum in 9 months anyway, correct?
Right.
So let's say it takes you really 2 years to be a heavy platinum making $15,000 or $20,000 a month. Wouldn't you rather be platinum in month 9 and get paid at the platinum level that entire time than have to wait the 12 months to get there?
Yep.
Definitely.
So what I'm trying to tell you guys is, don't discount speed of rank in your business. At the same time, make sure you've got something in your leg, because you can't take rank to the bank. I mean, try sometime to go and buy a house with your platinum pin. What do you have for collateral? Here's my platinum pin. What are they going to say to you?
No.
Right. So understand there's a balance between attaining rank quickly and also having a thick organization. But in the beginning level, when you're going to be bringing people on anyway, I would rather you get paid 10 or 20% more than take forever to get there and make 5% for 6 months. So that's a good thing. So just bear that in mind. It doesn't matter how you score the points. It matters that you do. teach you how to fill that organization out. So hopefully that'll help you guys that are beginning your businesses understand the compensation plan strategy a little bit better. Is take it however you can get it. It's really exciting. What happens when you get promoted in levels, guys? What happens to your group when they see you getting promoted? Anybody want to take a guess?
Up, three, five, promoted.
Right. It makes a big difference. Like Steve and Amber, you guys are doing great this month. You're looking at, you know, you're already well past executive heading towards bronze. How exciting is your group going to be when it's not somebody in the magazine, but it's their upline getting recognized at the next event?
Oh, it's going to be on fire.
Right. So the bottom line is what you're doing right now is, you know, if you're making a silver run this month and you've got some cleanup that I've been gone for a few days and I don't know what you're doing, but you know what's going to happen by you getting silver done in your first or second month in the business. What's that going to tell your entire group?
If they can do it too.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. When let's say you guys go silver this month or next month, you know, that's within 2 to 3 months tops being in the business. What's that going to tell the group when you get up and get that silver pin 90 days in?
That we mean business and they stick with us and we'll take them to the top.
Yep. There's a big difference, guys, between somebody can go silver and somebody that I know just went silver. Would you guys agree?
Absolutely.
So that's the bottom line. Take rank however you can get it. What questions do you guys have, and you know, there's none that are dumb questions, about the comp plan you guys saw this week. What are your guys' thoughts?
Rick, I have a question. It's Robin.
Yes, ma'am.
What exactly is the 6% leadership bonus?
Okay. Great question. I knew that was going to come up. In fact, I was wondering who was going to ask it first, so thank you. Basically, when you come on board your organization and you're, remember I taught you guys the terms, there's personal volume, and that's what you sell. There's personal group volume, and that's what you plus your people sell. Everybody here is clear with that, right?
Right.
Okay. There's a third term called breakaway volume. Let me explain what that means. Breakaway volume is the following. Right now, Robin and Daryl, for example, you guys are executive distributors working on bronze and silver and everything else. But for now, when you look on your genealogy report, I'm your upline, so I'm a diamond. But so let's say, for example, I'm silver or above. Everybody in my group who I sponsor that is below the rank of silver, that does not have a silver between me and them, lives in my personal group. At the point when Robin and Daryl do 20,000 points and break three and have three seniors, you will leave my personal group and you will be your own group, and then my personal group volume will consist of my personal volume plus all the other people in my group that have not yet gone silver, that do not have a silver between me and them. Another way to look at it, if you have a family, it's a mom and a dad, and they have children, let's say they have three kids, they all live in one house. True or false, the IRS counts that house as one household, right?
Right.
When the oldest son or the oldest daughter grows up and gets married and moves out, they form their own household, don't they?
Right.
Yeah.
How many of you guys have ever done a family tree before? They live at the first level to the parents, correct?
Right.
Now, when I have children, all of my children in my house stay in that house until they turn what age?
Silver.
Let's say 18. They're not going to turn silver, they'll turn 18. Well, you know what, these days kids are staying home until they turn silver, aren't they? but listen, you know, at the age of 18, your children will grow up and move out then as well, and they would be a second level deep family to you. That's the way this business works. So pretend like you've got my house with three kids, and one of the kids turns 18, grows up, and moves out. They form their own household. When that child turns 18, that's the equivalent of doing 20,000 points. They move out of the house and start their own family. And then the parents are still responsible for the children who are left in their house. Am I right?
Yes.
But the other one forms their own family. In this business, when I sponsor people beneath me, because I'm above the level of silver, and by the way, to Robin and Daryl, because I'm their upline, their direct upline, true or false, they live in my personal group right now until they go silver. Me being a diamond is kind of irrelevant. To them, am I not really a functional silver?
Yes, that's right.
So to them, I'm a silver because they live in my personal group. So what happens is, everybody that breaks away from you, that's what breakaway means, you get 6% of them and the entire output of their house. And then the people that break away from them would be a second level breakaway. You get 6% of them and everybody in their house. How many of you guys realize now how big of a deal it is going gold and picking up that third tier deep?
Yeah.
And by the way, let's say you've got five children who each have five children. That would be 25 children at the second level, correct? Well, how many children would there be at the third level if they duplicated again?
125.
Right. So if you're a silver, you're going to get paid on the first five groups. The second generation deep will be 25 groups. But what happens when you go gold? It's not like getting a little promotion. It's an exponential promotion. You're going to pick up 125 new groups. Now, by the way, if you're only silver and you've got volume at that third level and fourth level, guess what happens?
You lose it.
Your paycheck says really neatly, guess how much money you didn't make? and you can see the volume didn't pick up. It'll actually say third level breakaway volume, $45,000. It will say commission, zero. Guess how much that stinks?
A lot. Wow.
So what you're talking about, Robin, like right now, because you guys are executives, if you guys do a dollar, your upline silver, whoever that would be, would make 10 cents. If you guys have somebody beneath you who's a senior, when they do something, I get 10% of your organization, and then you get 5% of that person because they're a senior beneath you. Make sense?
Okay.
The day that you go silver, we will get 6% of your organization, and you likewise for your people. So when you talk about breakaway legs, when I pull up the computer, well, just so you know, like, since you asked the question, Robin, when Denny and Shaw Rogers or Dennis and Ruth Williams or Dave Johnson look at their volume, they only see my name, and your volume is included in that bubble until you go silver, then you form your own family.
Okay.
Is that a decent answer, or is it confusing?
A little confusing.
It's a good answer. I'm trying to digest it.
Well, you're not the only one. Let me explain it one more time.
Rick, I don't think it's your answer that's confusing. I think it's just because it's relatively new, and as they learn it more, it will come.
Just remember this way. When you go silver and do your 20,000th point, you form your own family, so to speak, and everybody in your group beneath you becomes a part of your personal group volume.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like right now, Paula, you're first level to Jackie, correct?
Mm-hmm.
When you do a dollar in volume, your dollar in volume goes in Jackie Carter's personal group volume for the month, the way I see it.
Uh-huh.
Are you clear on that?
Right.
Okay. When you do your 20,000th point, I will turn on the computer, it will say Jackie Carter, and then beneath it, it will say on a separate box, Paula Levie. And everybody in your group will live inside your bubble.
Oh, okay. And then you no longer count in my personal group because you're a 6%er now.
Yes. But Jackie's making 6% of you, but you're not in her personal group anymore.
But you're still in my organization. You don't break away from the organization.
Yes. You're a breakaway because you form your own group.
Huh.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that does.
And if this doesn't make sense to everybody, go silver and break a silver, and the first time you get a paycheck, it will be crystal clear.
That's right.
Yeah, and it'll be easy, but basically, Robin, when you guys do your 20,000th point, you will form your own breakaway leg. It will say Robin and Daryl Heckendorf, and everybody in your group will add up together, and then I'll get 6% of that. And then when the people you sponsor, when they do 20,000 points, they and all of their people will break away from you, and they will be a first-level silver to you.
Okay.
And what I'll do, I'll draw it out on paper when we sit down. I'll also show it to you on paper. When I do that, you'll feel a little bit easier, too.
Okay.
But
thanks.
Just suffice it to say you're going to get 6% of all of the people above the level of silver and all of their people. So in other words, you're not getting 6% of a person. You're getting 6% of multiple organizations.
Right.
It's huge.
I understand that part, Rick.
Yeah.
But I do have one question, something you said. You said something about... when you get your paycheck, you'll see how much money you don't make. That was the other part that confused me.
If you had, if you're a silver, how many 6% deep do you get paid?
Two. Okay.
Okay. If you look in the comp plan, you see
right.
silver. How many 6% are there out there?
Two.
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 When you go gold, how many 6% out there are there?
Three.
Okay. So right now, Paula, if I was a silver, I would get 6% of Jackie's organization, and then you're inside of that. When you go silver, you'd be second level to me, right?
Right.
I'd get 6% of your organization. Let's say one of your friends, your old roommate, goes silver too. When she breaks away from you, what level will she be to me?
Third.
Seat. Yes.
Okay.
How many 6% seat would I get paid at silver?
Three.
Two. Two. So if she did $150,000 in volume, but I'm only paid two levels deep, how much would I get paid on the third level volume at the level of silver? How many 6%, just look at the comp plan. How many 6% do I get of a third level deep group at the silver level?
Zero.
None. Kind of quiet, are you thinking?
Oh, yeah. I'm going, I'm looking at the comp plan, and I'm sorry.
Well,
yeah, so you don't get any because you, but to get it, you just have to keep going.
Yeah,
but the
beauty of it, though, when you get promoted, it's there, because as you guys build your businesses, you're all going to have people down deep in depth who are doing huge amounts of volume. How nice would it be you guys to know when you're platinum, that the day you get your diamond pin, you're going to get a $20,000 a month check increase.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Because every month you're doing, well, let's put it this way. If at your first level there's 23,000 in volume, at your second level there's 48,000 in volume, at your third level there's 100,000 in volume, at your fourth level there's $310,000 in volume. When you're a gold level distributor, that fourth tier deep, you don't pick up because you're only at the gold level. Do you see why going platinum is so significant?
Absolutely.
And
I see why going all the way to the top is significant.
Well, and here's the other, you're right about that. Here's the other thing, though. To be considered a qualified silver in a month, this is what's so important. This is why I'm teaching you guys this now. This is why I want you guys to hit your 1500 if you're on this live call, and why I want you guys to qualify. It's not because I care necessarily, even though I, of course, do, because I want a healthy organization. But if you're a silver, or let's say you're a gold, you'll never lose the pay rank of gold. You'll always be a gold distributor for the life of your business until you get promoted. To get paid three levels deep, three of your frontline silvers have to do 2,000 points in a month. That's called being qualified. Okay?
Okay.
So if only two of your silver legs do 2,000, you would be a gold distributor paid as a silver because only two of your legs qualified at 2,000. Now, by the way, the higher you go up in level, the lower that goes. At the diamond level, if you need three platinums, a platinum only needs 1,000 points to be a qualified platinum. At the royal diamond level, you need three diamonds each doing 500 to get paid as a royal diamond. So it gets easier and easier. And by the way, a silver leg doing 2,000 points is I got to be honest with you guys, that's not exactly splitting the atom. I mean, that is a minimal level of up. I have never, in 11 years in this business, 10 of them silver above, I have never not qualified, ever. It would be unthinkable.
Okay.
That's like standing under the basket shooting a layup and clanging the bottom of the rim. I mean, it's not even forgivable in any situation outside of debt. That's how simple it is to do. And if you're in business, it's the equivalent of opening the doors and turning on the lights and expecting a merit badge. I mean, I'm just being honest with you guys. Qualifying at a leadership level position is unthinkable not to do. And I'll tell you why you guys want to have that mentality, because if you don't, what's going to happen in your downline?
They won't either.
It'll spread like fire. I'll tell you guys, people that qualify, their organizations qualify at a much higher rate than people who don't. And it's a minimal thing, and it's not a big thing to worry about. Well, by the way, if you've got three leaders who are building this business and they're excited about it, do you guys understand why it's so critical not just to have three people who are signed up, but three people who see the value of the business?
Right. Yeah, I see the difference now.
Yeah, you definitely want people who are wanting to build the business. But for me, I mean, I can't imagine any situation where I would say, well, you know, I'm only at about $1,200 a month. That's cool. I mean, I take care of that before the 5th of the month. First thing finished, always. So the bottom line, guys, is be aware of how the game is played early on in the game, and you'll be in good shape. And the other thing is, if you've got people who are building the business, that level of output is so low, you should never have a problem qualifying at pin rank if you set your business up especially properly in the beginning. Now, having said that, if you break a silver leg and you just sell a bunch of beds and there's not a whole lot of people in it building the business, meaning it's just a volume silver, do you guys see how maybe you could have some issues with new silver legs? Because there's no real business builders in it, maybe.
Yeah.
Does that make sense, everybody, or am I getting too complicated?
Oh,
Rick, it became real obvious to me when I looked at my statement this month of why I need to be silver, because I brought in a direct, and she went executive, and she broke two seniors, and mine has a whole lot of zeros on it.
Well, and you know why that is, because when you're executive, when you're executive and she's executive, you get points, but you're not getting paid because you're both the same level below silver.
Right.
That's why going silver is so important, because if you're silver and she's silver, you're getting 6%.
Well, that's when it kind of really hit home with me, when I looked at all the zeros, and it's like, oh, that's when we get there.
You guys understand that this is why I tell you guys your business really begins at that silver level. That is where you're really in play. Doesn't mean you can't earn a decent living below that in terms of a couple hundred bucks here and there, but the game really begins there. This compensation plan, by the way, is the most lucrative one in the market. You are paid dollars on dollars. You're paid thousands of dollars. And the people that succeed and make the most money out of it as a career are people at the beginning that say, okay, I need three good legs in place. I'm going to get silver over with and done. And I'm going to make sure I qualify regularly. Meaning if you put those foundations in early in the game, then you're not going to have any problems as the game develops. And your compensation plan will be like a machine. It won't be like a sputtering, coughing thing that you have to constantly patch. So the best thing I tell you is find three people who are excited and then start building it. And by the way, you may only find one in the beginning. Who cares? I'm not saying you have to find them today or nothing's going to happen in your business. I got pushed silver by one great leg. I'll tell you guys, I didn't know what I was doing back then. I did like 23,000 points, 22,000 of them came out of my first leg. And then I figured out the comp plan. Okay, and by the way, just so you know, Sherry, that was a bronze pushing a bronze to silver. I thought I was going to get a check for like $4,000.
Yep. I thought mine was going to be more, but I wasn't disappointed because it was like, ooh, this is progress, and now I see how this is going to work.
Yes, and by the way, below silver, the comp plan rewards the person who is signing up the person closest down deep. The upline silver is seen as the leader of the leg. The comp plan is there's 20% paid in a silver leg. Most of that money will go to the person closest to the sponsoring below silver, because isn't that what should happen in the new days of the business?
Definitely.
That's how it breaks out. That's a good point. That's a good thing that you laid out, by the way, Sherry. That's good you brought that up.
Oh, right, now that you mentioned that about the 20%,
yeah.
You know, on the override, partial group volume override, you get a different...
Yeah.
She keeps cutting out.
Aurora, are you there?
Can't hear her.
We'll catch you up when you get back, or just give me a holler when you get back on. Last thing here was override. Did anybody pick that up?
I didn't hear the question. She cut out.
Okay. Hopefully she'll be back on in a second. Does anybody else have any other questions or comments? The compensation plan is exciting, guys. Every time I look at it, I drool, because the thing is like a money machine. I mean, literally, it's like pulling a lever, and it comes up 777. That's how big this thing is, particularly if you know how to play it. It's like a machine. It's a cash machine is what it is.
I have a complicated question.
Yes, sir.
Let's say that one of your silver legs isn't really watching, paying attention to their business, and they fail to qualify as a silver to be paid as a silver.
Right.
Even though they're already a breakaway silver, would their group business volume roll up and be counted as your group business volume because they failed to qualify?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's a great question. You will be paid on it as the direct upline, meaning they will be paid. We'll put it this way. You are paid the 20%, 15%, 10%, or 5% of whatever happens in your group to be qualified. 2,000 points. So the long and the short of it is you'll be paid 6% on it, just like it's any other group, unless the upline Silver Daryl does not do their 100, and then those points will roll up, and you'll be paid on it like the upline Silver. So there's two tiers. One is doing a personal 100. That qualifies you to get paid inside your group. When you do your 2,000 as a Silver, you get to get paid on your breakaway. As a Diamond, I only have to do my personal 100 to get paid on my group. I only have to do 500 points to pick up all my breakaway volume at 6%. So as your group gets bigger and people break away, NECAN lowers the qualification requirement because obviously more people live in breakaway legs than perhaps live inside your group. Does that answer your question clear enough, or did I confuse it with too many answers?
Oh, that answers it.
Okay, cool. And by the way, let me say this. When you're talking about those 6% deep, 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 5 levels deep, if somebody does not qualify, you guys know what NECAN does? They don't count that person as one of the 6%. NECAN will skip over it until they find the first qualified leader. So you could realistically get paid 50 levels deep. In fact, I've got a group that is probably 9 or 10 levels deep. I'm paid on every month. Even though as a Diamond, I'm only paid 5 levels deep because 3 or 4 of the people are not very active. So I'm getting paid 8, 9, 10 levels deep on some of the legs because those are the ones you pick up. It's called compression. Isn't that cool, you guys, that NECAN allows you to skip over people that aren't active to pick up people that are?
Absolutely.
So you're not punished on dead legs. You actually are rewarded. So do we ever get Aurora back?
I just got back.
One thing I heard overrides, and that was it.
Yeah. I was just asking the overrides, you know, the percentages between, I started in the executive on up, you go to 5, 10%,
yes.
5, 10, 15, 20, and how that works.
When you buy something as a senior, you get five, if you spend $100, you get 5% back.
Mm-hmm.
As an executive, you get 10% back. As a bronze, you get 15% back on the dollar. As a silver above, you get 20% back. And then the way it works in your group, Aurora, is you get those percentages. There's a little color-coded thing on the comp plan, and it tells you what percentage you get of the executive, seniors, and bronzes beneath you.
Basically, and it's the difference between the 20%, whatever the percentage is at the level. So
yes.
You get 5% of bronzes because bronzes get 15%, and you get 20%, so 15 from 20 is 5. So that's how, and if it's a direct, the silver above them gets the 20%.
Yeah. Does that make sense, Aurora, or was that not clear enough?
That's clear.
And by the way, Saturday, what I'll do for you guys, we're going to do the training, and I know you're coming up, Aurora, and a lot of you guys are coming. I'll spend about a half hour on the board, the whiteboard, on this Saturday's training from 10 to 1 for whoever's here. How about we draw some of this out for you guys live? Would that be helpful, too?
Yeah.
That'd be most helpful.
Okay, I'll draw this. We'll get the comp plan up, and I'll draw it out, and we'll actually give you some live examples. And just anybody that wants to come, we're going to do the e-tools training. And we'll cover some of this Sunday from 10 to 1 down here in Austin. We'll be doing these a lot, and I'll do them on the web, too, for people that can't make it down. But we'll do, since you asked that question, Aurora and Paula and Robin and Daryl and Steve's people, you got so many new people, we'll spend about a half hour on the comp plan, and I think that'll be worth some time, too. So we'll do that, all right?
Okay,
good.
Great.
Is it Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday from
Sunday.
10 to 1.
Okay.
Saturday from 10 to 1, the 27th at the same hotel we did the last event.
Yes.
If anybody listening wants directions or has any questions, shoot me an email at murp77@aol.com. That's Murphy without the H and the Y, 77@aol.com. You're welcome to come. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a really cool workshop. I just did this workshop again. Rhonda, you were there, and Donna was there. Amy Mitchell was there. We did an e-tools workshop up in the Science of NECAN, and it was really cool to watch people's lights turn on with how this stuff works. And,
it was fantastic.
I'm glad you felt that way. And what's cool is all the people that are saying, I can build this now. I just got a really neat email from somebody. Really, it was very, very nice to get it. Basically talking about, you know, they had somebody at the meeting this week, and, you know, they're a CPA, and they're really busy, and they're not willing to drive all over town handing out videos and all this stuff. And that they were at the training Friday night, and they went home and said, I can build the business now. That, to me, is really cool when you hear stuff like that. But pretty much, yeah, it basically says, I really like this. This guy's a senior partner at one of Louisville, Pam Dunn, Gold from Louisville. She's really, really cool. She said basically that Ron was... find about the email, and he's a senior partner at one of the largest CPA investment firms and does not want to be on the phone other than the office, but he'll gladly use the email to connect and made his 50 list during the meeting. So you guys understand that what we're doing for people is we're giving people the ability to actually build this business. I think the biggest thing that keeps people out of NECN is just they think it's going to be some giant black hole time commitment. And if we can show people, hey, you know what, the time you commit is going to be profitable, I don't ever see anybody blink at that. So that's what I'm so excited about is we're literally open up the gates for what people can do. And it's really, really exciting stuff. And I don't want to spend a huge amount of time on that, but that's really, really important. And I want to talk about the five keys to success tonight, but I think that it's, I mean, basically it's easy stuff. And just before I do that, does anybody have any questions on the comp plan we didn't cover? So I want to make sure you guys are all good to go.
This isn't a question, but I have a comment as a follow-up to something you just said, and that is the time commitment. And when we're talking with people and meeting with people, we need to keep that in mind because we need to be as succinct and spend as little time as possible. Not that we don't want to build relationships. I'm not saying that. If it's somebody you know, but if it's somebody that you don't know very well, the amount of time that you spend with them, they're going to be thinking, okay, I've got to commit this much time. So that's very critical.
Well, yeah, and when you're doing your contacts, if you can do them professionally and with, like,
the e-tool,
they allow us to... Now, by the way, let me just say this, though. Don't think you're going to sit down at your computer and email out 73,000 contacts to people and then come to the call next week and tell me you're complete plus 73,000.
Right.
Doo-doo is still doo-doo, even if, you can call it anything you want to. If it's not quality, it's not quality. So just because you have e-tools doesn't mean you're going to make low-quality contacts and count them. What these e-tools are there for is when you meet people and do things, instead of driving across town to see them or having to physically mail them something or, whatever else we did in the past, all the e-tools let you do is cut that out. It doesn't mean that you can sit behind the computer, mail out 6,000 e-vites, and then somehow think you made great contacts. This does not change the rules of the game in that capacity. They allow you to do better what you're already doing. They don't allow you to... Well, let me tell you this. Blind emails going out like a shotgun are about a half a notch above spam. You guys don't know that, right?
Well, this is still a relationship business.
That's my point. And that doesn't mean you can't bulk prospect. But understand that bulk prospect, 20 blind emails probably count for half a contact. Is everybody clear? Is that clear enough? You guys are real quiet. I want to make sure you guys know what I'm... Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So still meet your people. Still do what you're doing. I desperately don't want people, because we have e-tools, to start just firing off 46,000 e-vites. Now, by the way, that may be something that's going to let you meet people. I don't know the answer to that. I suspect, though, mailing out 200 e-vites to people you haven't talked to before they're coming probably is not the equivalent of making 200 good contacts or 300 good contacts or 50 good contacts. The number 200 stuck in my head, that's what we were talking about a little bit earlier. But just bear in mind, e-vites let you do what you do better, faster, and stronger. They don't let you break the rules of you still have to talk to people and at least get some sort of a connection before you just fire them off. Anybody have any questions on that?
Nope, no.
And the other thing, I'm not going to put like automated, you've sent emails, six people open them, automatically triggering the follow-up email. That's been done in a lot of home businesses, not very successfully. I still want people, when you've sent the first e-vite, to make that call and say, what do you think? Because I think if you interspace the human touch with the e-touch, then we're going to get a good result. I really don't think the way to go is to let the entire system be automated where nobody talks to anybody. I'm not saying we shouldn't use automation where we can, but we shouldn't use it at the expense of still building a good professional business with good contacts. So don't let the e-vites take you away from what we do best, and that's who we are. Is that clear enough, everybody?
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple people at the training this week come up to me and say, oh, I'm going to buy a leads list, and I'm going to email out 5,000 e-vites.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got thinking to myself, well, you may get a couple people out of that, but that's probably a half a step above spam. You guys agree with that, or you think I'm wrong? Because I don't know if I'm right.
That's
I just expect
right.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not something I would respond to if
right.
I got a bunch of mail like that.
Right. Somebody might.
The thing is that this whole company is about balance. and we've got to balance the technology with the, you know, the human touch. I mean, we have.
That's a good way to put it, Paula.
That is good, Paula.
Thank you.
Paula, you get the wizard. You get the word wizard of the night.
but yeah. It's not balanced. So we have to balance our technology with our relationship building and our human touch. And I did an ABC this week, and the guy was like, I know that you drink Kool-Aid. And I said, what? And he said, you really believe. And he goes, and he's had a pilot experience, but he said, I can tell that you're sincere and that you really believe what you're saying, and that's critical. And because he's a professional marketer, and he was like, I can tell that he was kidding, but he said, I drank the Kool-Aid. And I thought, well, I have. You know, that's a positive comment. But the e-tools cannot take the place of the human touch, and all the contacts that you make randomly, interpersonally, are not going to build your business either. You have to mix the two together.
Right. That's a perfect way to put it. And all of you guys are doing a really good job of this. But I said that less for your guys' benefit. Then I had a few people dialing in tonight that are super excited about the e-tools, and they're going to go fling it off a whole bunch of e-vites. I want to just make sure that you're clear that let's make sure that we use them as a tool, not as a crutch.
Mm-hmm.
Good way to put it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very good way.
Awesome. Well, listen, we got about 10 minutes left, and we have Bob Richards coming on next week. Let me just say this quickly, with the five keys to business success. By the way, did you guys get anything out of this? I've never done a compensation plan call before. This is the first. Was that a helpful call that you guys think we ought to keep? Did you guys learn anything from it? What are your thoughts?
Yes.
You heard it.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah, keep it.
All right.
So
go ahead, please.
No, I was going to say, let us ask our questions and let us know that while it's intuitive and it's easy to understand, you can get confused in the details. So that we need to probably have a little bit more of that for anything below the rank of silver, how it works. It really helped me understand it.
Good. Well, that's good. Well, guys, just remember this about the comp plan. The thing is a money machine. Get silver done with any way that you can. I could care less how you get there, and then run for platinum. Get those legs out there. Find three good people. That's your initial goal. If you get one right away and you get blasted to silver, who cares? But keep in the back of your mind that you're looking for those three. And then as you get up and building, just duplicate that down, and you're going to have a powerhouse group. And by the way, those three, you're going to have dozens of people that are customers and all sorts of stuff mixed in there. But that's what you're going to need to get the business built. And I think that those basic rules. And then last but not least, as far as winning with the compensation plan, guys, I'm telling you, the silvers that are listening, most of you guys in this call are below the level of silver. Whatever you do, do everything you can do every month to make sure your leg is qualified, because that will spread through your downline one way or another. That is a pillar of financial success. I harp on it like I'm an old ninny, but I'll tell you right now, that is something that if you do, you will have a very, very, very profound financial future. So have that discipline with yourself early in your business, and you will find that your income and your checks will be much, much, much bigger than if you don't. So that's just good things to know. I'm kind of leaning towards now, with only about 8 minutes left, not getting into the five keys to success. Although, I mean, just briefly, I mean, use all the products that you can as much as you can. That's number one. You guys all know that. Nobody wants a water system. People want clean water. Nobody wants a box in their room with lights that makes noise and spits out air. What do they want?
Clean air.
They want ionized clean air. So you guys are the product. Your health is what we offer and what we sell. You can build it part-time or full-time, but not sometimes. Be consistent. That speaks for itself. This is a business of doing regular things. It's a business of doing the right things and doing them enough. You can do the right things and not do them enough. It's not going to help you. You can do enough things but not do the right things. Not going to help you either. Have that balance. Host or attend your preview every week. That's like church. The best explanation I can give you is every church in America that's tried to go away from having church on Sunday, like have smaller meetings, it's never succeeded. Any organization's always built around the meeting. Even though everybody, we have all these e-tools and all these wonderful things, the purpose of the preview has changed because we can educate people online. I don't have to walk people in and tell them everything in 60 minutes now. What I can do is meet people, touch products, and I can go over everything and still give the same preview, but it's got a little bit different purpose now. In fact, I think you guys, I'm going to tell you this flat out, and you guys tell me what you think. With us using a lot more e-tools and perhaps not going to Starbucks or the bookstore to do ABCs as much, do you guys think having a live meeting in your town every week might be more important than ever because that might be your biggest people touch?
Absolutely.
I believe that as odd as this sounds, that live meeting has gotten more important because we'll have less FaceTime, which is critical. Attend every event you can. Being around is how you learn it. Rhonda, you drove a long way this week and got a lot done. Was it worth your time to do that? If she was here, she would say yes.
I think she's on mute.
Yeah, I think she metered out too. But seriously, get to every event you possibly can. Being around a bit. People always say, well, Rick, I don't feel like I know enough. This is not a business where you're going to sit there and read stuff and then all of a sudden you know it. It's a business where you absorb it by osmosis. I'll tell you guys, the way I've learned everything in this business is by sitting there, and I usually kind of walk around. I'm kind of a big dope. I can't sit still. But every once in a while, something will penetrate my 8-foot-thick head, and I get a new fact. And it's just from being around people. The other thing, we rode back to the airport with a really neat guy, Dr. Charles Landry, who is building the NECAN business. And it was funny. He was saying that the group of people he hung out with before he was in NECAN, he's finding that he's hanging out more and more with NECAN people, because it's really interesting to be surrounded by people that are going where he's going. And it's really true that if you, you know, he said a lot of his old friends, their biggest motivated thing they do is buy a new snowmobile. You know, he's from Maine. How many of you guys, a lot of the people that you were around a lot before you got involved in the business, it's real easy to blow off a weekend or a week because they don't have the outside goals that you have. And I've got to tell you, that happened to me. My buddies were furious at me. Come on, Murphy, why don't you go play softball anymore? And I just looked at him and said, because I'm not going to make 10 grand a month playing softball. I want to be retired. I want to be with my wife and my son. It was worth it for a year to change what I did. And being around the events is where I got the knowledge to do it. You know, we're going to get together Saturday and do 3 hours worth of training, but it'll be months worth of fellowshipping and just getting to know people and learning NECAN speak. What happens at the training is not what happens in that 3 hours. It's what happens as a result of all of us coming together. The training is like icing on the cake. So events are just amazing. Things like, you know, convention, that's enough said about that. And then last but not least, man, start to learn how to talk to people and enjoy yourself. And I have such a love to share. Like, you guys, I'm tired. I'll tell you flat out. We flew all day. Hour and a half to get to the airport this morning. Sat in the airport for 4 hours, whatever it was. Then flew home. You know how that is, you guys. You get your bags, mm-hmm. You get to the car. The car's 806 degrees, almost out of gas, sitting in some airport parking lot. You come home. I got all my stuff sitting on the floor in a bag. Last thing I'd normally want to do is get on the phone and be Captain Peppy for an hour. But I got to tell you guys, I'm looking at your faces here on the webpage. I love doing this. I love sharing it with people. It's something that just lights you on fire. So prospecting, that's how I feel about it personally. It's a blessing to do it. It's never a chore to do it. And, you know, if you're new in the business and you do it for 6 months or 8 months or 3 months and you get yourself started, do you guys realize, I don't know if this ever dawned on you, one person coming to a preview could be your Dave Johnson. Do you guys think the person that sponsored Dave Johnson knew it was Dave Johnson before he was Dave Johnson?
No.
Right?
Right.
So does it stand to reason, by the way, that somebody's going to sign up a Royal Diamond at some point?
Absolutely.
What if it's
Absolutely.
What if it's you? What if it's the person that you talked to this week? Maybe you don't even think much about it. Well, I'm bringing somebody to the preview. What if that's the person that, with or without any of us on this call, goes and brings in 60,000 people?
Yay.
It's going to happen. Guys, it's going to happen. It has happened. It's going to happen. You know, do you think my brother-in-law that sponsored me 11 years ago, he's my brother-in-law at the time, do you think he had any clue that we would end up writing a program and doing all the stuff that we've done? Or do you think half the people like, Jackie, when I met you at Monica and Nate's house, you're the only person they ever sponsored.
Right.
And then they got divorced immediately afterwards. Did I think that night coming over to that house that one of the biggest legs we ever sponsored, a leader of the entire Midwest, and someday maybe consultant of the year, all the things you're going to do. Do you think I had any clue that night? I went and worked out. I remember that night I took a shower at the gym and drove over to Monica and Nate. Do you think I had any inclination that you were going to be there?
No, and there was only two of us besides you anyway.
Right, that was that. Yeah, guys, by the way, that was our big weekly preview. There were three people there, and two of them were distributors.
Yeah, and I brought two people with me. So there were more than that, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to say, guys. You never know what's going to happen. Just take as many swings of the bat as you can, and within a very short time, you can make a mint. And by the way, you're going to stop leg amputations and give people back their health. You're gonna get kids off autism drugs, and you're going to save the people in your family from untold grief. You know, you're going to retire people. This panacea, things you're going to do are staggering, and it all comes from that little machine called prospecting. And I got to tell you, this game is a blast, and I guess it's pretty much what I've got to say about it, and that's why we're spending our time right now on helping people be better prospectors. And like this week, you know, we're going to do another training just 2 weeks after we did it on this. There's something really special happening right now, guys. Building this business is more possible than ever. We are just about to go through the roof. So I'm pretty fired up. And you know what? You guys are awesome. I appreciate you and love you all. And this week, don't worry about some big assignment. Everybody on the call, just come back next week. You know, this week, talk to your team about the comp plan. Make sure they understand it. Maybe write out and see if they've got their legs in place. And come back next week, and we're going to get to hear from the man at the top who's guiding the ship. And if you guys have any questions for Bob, come and ask him next week. You're going to get to spend the evening with our president. Pretty exciting stuff, huh?
Wow.
Absolutely.
All right,
before we go, Rick,
yeah.
I wanted to let everybody know that I am starting my second week tomorrow of being off my second medication, and I haven't had any adverse reactions to getting off the second medication. So if I can make it through this week, which will be no problem, then I have to wait 2 weeks before I could start tapering off my third medication. And I'm on a roll.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're gonna get a
title, Paula Pharma Slayer.
Well, it's really pretty interesting because, you know, my doctor's just kind of going, I don't see how come you're not having the reaction when they're not taking the drugs, why we're not having the symptom that he was giving me the drug for. So.
Wow.
It's all really cool, yeah.
I can read the headline right here, Paul. There's a new headline. It says major pharmaceutical companies going bankrupt due to Paul Levy signing up a NECAN. Secretary Paulson is looking into yet another bailout.
Yeah. Now it'll be right. $10 billion.
That's right. Well, you guys are the best. I love you dearly. Did you guys enjoy the call tonight?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Right on, guys. Well, thank you. Bless you. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see a good chunk of you next Saturday. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.